It is time. It is time to welcome once again to the podium for the Community Armchair, our weekly look at sports here on 2SER Breakfast. Will, hey mate, how are you going?
I'm going good, Danny.
How was your weekend?
Oh, I'm pretty all right, thank you very much. As the club footy season is well in the rearview mirror, there's some other football that's well underway. A-League Men's kicked off this past weekend. And you got some games highlighted starting with Adelaide United beating Sydney FC 2-1.
A rough start to the season for my Sky Blues. Adelaide were set up in a mid-block, which compressed together as Sydney attacked closer to the final third. As a result, when Sydney had the ball, they didn't get many quality opportunities, only three shots on target. Sydney's defensive miscommunications also created significant defensive breakdowns, and they paid the price for it. Not once, but twice. Ryan Kiddo was left completely alone for a free header off a corner after Paul Okon Engstler tried to sell a bump from the Adelaide attacker instead of just going around and following his man. And Yaya Dunkley and Ethan Aligich played a beautiful 1-2, leading to a beautiful short side finish from Aligich. Joe Lawley grabbed a consolation goal, but it was far too late.
We also had the aptly named Distance Derby, or Distance Derby, where Perth Glory matched up against the Wellington Phoenix. Couldn't be split to all.
What a game to watch. Perth Glory thrived on the counterattack with their speed and strike up front. Jaden Kucharski and Adam Taggart got the goals to give Glory a 2-0 lead until Iofani Eze received the splitting long ball to score on the brink of halftime. And that gave the Phoenix momentum in the second half as they had significant possession and they just kept probing away. 72% possession, matter of fact.
That's unheard of.
And the weight of defending collapsed on Glory along with that 2-0 lead as yet another long ball found Carlo Armiento free for a finish with aplomb.
Not the only derby this weekend either, which excited everyone. There was the Sunny Coast derby. Newcastle Jets versus the Sunny Coast. Sunny Coast getting up 3-2.
This game was heavily inebriated. Give me the damn keys.
I've never heard of a football game being described as heavily inebriated.
Give me the damn keys. You ain't driving tonight. Everything and then some happened in this one. Two lead changes, two equalizers, and two penalties with one saved at the death. And a stoppage time winner to secure the F3 derby. Just an incredible derby. Newcastle's patience in the second half with an equalizer from Lachlan Rose and drawing a penalty at the final moment, it all paid off. But who else with the heroics but Andrew Redmayne?
Yes.
Back at his boyhood club, this time as the Teal Wiggle, no more Grey Wiggle, makes the penalty save with Rose unable to finish the rebound. On the last attack of the game, Central Coast created chaos in the opposing box, leading to an open goal for Nicholas Duarte to snatch the win at the death. What a movie of a derby.
Is there going to be much sort of regret in the morning after the most inebriated football game?
It might be, but, you know, we still have yet to have our first Sydney derby of the season, so
yeah.
And the first Melbourne derby, so hold on to your butts.
Oh, I know you're excited about this next thing. We've got some Major League Baseball playoffs happening. What's happening in each championship series?
The LA Dodgers swept the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLCS to win their second consecutive NL pennant and punch their ticket back to the World Series. Last week, I said they were a dominant team with questions surrounding their pitching, mainly their bullpen relievers. Well, after the LA starting pitching, including guys like Blake Snell, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Tyler Glasnow, completely vexed the Brewers lineup, the trusted arms in the bullpen got it together, with regular starter Roki Sasaki having a dazzling postseason closing out games. But the real star of Game 4 was unquestionably the $700 million man, Shohei Ohtani. Now, let's just put this into perspective. Imagine if Shane Warne found himself getting to that 700 wicket mark, but also in the same game hit nothing but sixes for a century. That's basically what Ohtani did in Game 4. Not only hitting three home runs in a postseason game, but pitching six innings and striking out 10 batters in the same game from the same player.
My God.
Either of those feats in a playoff game would be incredible on their own, but both from the same player just leaves you stunned and dumbfounded. We're witnessing one of the greatest athletes in history. Even if you don't watch baseball, you need to be watching Shohei Ohtani.
I know that baseball's got a lot of metrics there that helped sort of describe the effectiveness of the game, and I believe there was sort of like it was 73% of everything good done by the Los Angeles Dodgers was overseen by Shohei Ohtani in that game.
Like, ridiculous.
The
amount of influence Ohtani has on that field, especially when he's pitching at the same time, like, he's got a splitter that gets up to 94 miles per hour. How can you hit that? It dips at the last second. Nobody's hitting that.
No inebriation from that guy. And what's happening in the American League, is it?
Over in the ALCS, the Seattle Mariners lead the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 with Game 6 this morning at 11. Seattle are one win away from clinching their first ever AL pennant and first ever trip to the World Series.
And we'll be able to discuss this further next week, I assume?
Absolutely. But there's one more thing I want to mention with Ohtani. I think I mentioned it to you off air. The only players to ever do anything close to what Ohtani is achieving right now never played in the major leagues. The two guys, Martin De Higo and Bullet Joe Rogan. Not that one. Both of them played in the Negro Leagues and were unable to play in Major League Baseball because of the color barrier. This was before Jackie Robinson.
I hope we never have an opportunity again where we have to say not that Joe Rogan. There's only one Joe Rogan, and that's Bullet Joe Rogan, baseball legend from the Negro Leagues. Thank you so much, Will, for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Appreciate it, Danny. Thank you.